All right, can we talk about people that are snitching? I mean, yeah, if you see a crime happen, like, call Crime Stoppers. Like, I think that's not snitching, okay? I know we always say snitches get stitches, but don't we know what snitching really is?
What?
I'm just saying, I think we understand the difference between, like, something you should tell somebody and when you're snitching. Here's an example of somebody being a little biatch and trying to, like, ruin something for somebody else. And I love an actual good story happening out of this. This happened in northern Minneapolis. Instead of shutting down a teen's hot dog stand after a complaint, the city helped him start a business. This is so cool. 13-year-old Jakeen Faulkner has been cooking hot dogs outside his home in North Minneapolis to raise money for new clothing. His parents are like, okay, you want new clothing? We don't have a lot of money. Work for it. Do something. She's just a little kid. So it's something he started doing in 2016. But this summer, he got more attention for it when somebody noticed the stand wasn't, sanctioned.
Oh.
They're like, wait a minute. Does this little kid have a license?
Oh, my gosh.
So he's forced to shut down. Of course, it's a black kid, too. Like, there's been all these stories in the news about, like, Permit Patty and like, what was the girl with the water bottle? Remember that? Like, they tried to sell water and
stuff? I
know
who you're talking about. I think that was Permit Patty.
Oh, maybe it was. And I don't care if it's a white or black kid. Like, God, let the kids, like, sell lemonade or whatever. What is it hurting?
I don't know. I don't understand it. I think that's a law that needs to be re-looked at.
I understand, like, safety, like, for health. But listen, to be fair, if I saw some kid, like, blowing his nose and making a hot dog, probably wouldn't eat little Johnny's hot dog. I'd be like, okay, that kid's gross. Well, anyways, here's what happened. When the city received the complaint a few weeks ago, the Department of Health started making calls to help him. They're like, okay, what's going on here? They said, quote, when I realized what it was, I said, no, we're not going to just go and shut the kid down like we would an unlicensed vendor. Minneapolis Environmental Health Director Dan Huff said, we can help him get the permit. That's what we'll do. Let's make this a positive thing and help him become a business owner. I love this. This is such a great idea. Check out how far they went above and beyond right here. On Monday, with the permit in hand, the kid reopened his stand and he called it Mr. Faulkner's Old Fashioned Hot Dogs.
Cute.
The health inspectors all pitched in. They helped him get his permit. They said they worked with him to make sure he was following all the health codes. For example, talking about, like, you know, meat safety, they gave him a thermometer so he could test all the hot dogs to make sure they're at least 140 degrees.
Wow.
Because certain meats, you know, like chicken, I think it's 165 or different things like that. You got to make sure it's hot enough so you don't get anybody sick. And they even gave him a hand washing station. Like, he washed his hands already.
I love all
of
this.
See, this is so great. Like, you're giving a kid an opportunity. He might go on to help out other kids and do a business instead of saying, like, nope, nothing. Then everybody's going to complain, like, all kids do is nothing to sit on their butt.
Yeah, that's great.
I think it's awesome. I'll share the full story right here, but they're actually helping him each day now, too, because he has an interest in not doing it just to make money, but, like, do you really want to do this kid to do business? He's like, yeah, I do. So they're showing him everything. What an awesome story. Can we get something like that locally here? Can we get people stepping up and helping out instead of just, like, shutting everything down and being
first
negative?
First, we need a kid that somebody wants to shut down.
Can I pose as a kid? I'm like, hi, welcome to Little Joey's Hot Dog Stand. Would you like a hot dog?
I don't think anyone would believe that you were little.
I could be. There's some obese kids that come out. Okay, you can check that out online at RadioNowIndy.com.